phone 712-623-5444.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 11 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, Tuesday morning, November 18th, and we are going to have the opportunity and privilege to visit with the Stanton and Red Oak dance team. Coach Brooklyn Adams with us. Brooklyn, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let me turn that mic up a little bit so I can hear you. How are things going?
Pretty good.
When we say the Stanton and Red Oak dance team, what are we talking about here?
So we actually joined and Red Oak came over to Stanton. That's the first year we've had that, which has been really nice.
Yeah. This is the first year?
Yeah, first year of being together.
But you've had the dance team for how long? How long have
you? We've had the dance team since 2018.
Okay.
Yep.
You started it.
Yep.
You choreographed.
Yep.
You were in high school.
Yeah. It was rough.
So why did you, what was the motivation?
I just really liked dance and just to share it with other people. And everybody loves a good halftime show. But now we had a lot of people come up and a lot of good dancers. And so we've grown into going to competitions and going to state and nationals 2 years ago.
Is it growing, I'm going to say, as a sport overall?
Yeah.
You see more and more people in it all the time?
Yep.
So this is kind of the natural progression then, right, to join in. And how many members of the dance team are there?
There's 12 total.
Okay.
Yep.
You're the coach?
Yep.
What's the key to coaching a dance team?
Really just watching them grow and helping them. And just watching, it is fun. It's hard sometimes during practice, but we have a lot of fun. And, watching them grow at competitions and seeing their faces and stuff and the excitement after a good performance, it's always fun.
Very cool. You brought a few of your performers and team members. You have with you this morning, you have Addison Jones. Addison, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So where do you go to school, Addison?
I go to Stanton.
And you are what year?
A sophomore.
Other than dance team, what activities you participate in are what?
I'm in volleyball, and then I'm in FCCLA, pep club.
Yes.
That's basically it.
And I mean, it seems like this would be high on the list of things that are enjoyable, right?
Yes.
Look forward to it every day?
Yeah.
So when can you join the dance team? 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade? Freshman year. So is this your second year or first year?
My second year.
What do you like most about it?
Going to state and then spending time with my friends. And
so before we turned the mics on, I said, so what's the challenging part? And you said we're
cleaning dances.
Cleaning dances. So this was a term I have never heard in my life. Cleaning dances. What's that mean?
So we go through like 20 seconds of our dance and we go through it like 10 times until we get it right. And
Brooklyn's over there saying, no, you did this wrong. That you're off, right? So that's it.
Yep.
So that takes a lot of not only like athleticism, but precision, right, to do that.
Yes.
Every little tiny movement is something that you're looking at. Okay. Very cool. How's your sophomore year going?
It's going good.
You having fun?
Yeah.
All right. Other than dance team. Because dance team is number one. Other than dance team, what's your favorite activity you participate in?
I would say volleyball.
Okay. What position you play in volleyball?
I'm a middle hitter.
Okay. All right. Important position. We have with us Jada Biggerstaff as well. Jada, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So, Jada, what year are you?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior at?
Red Oak.
And you were also the manager of the volleyball team.
Yep.
Fun year that was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really fun.
How long have you been dancing and been on with the dance team?
This is my first year on the dance team, but I do dance in Shannon, and I've been doing that since I was little.
Okay. So when you had the opportunity, you kind of jumped at it here, right?
Yeah.
So other activities you participate in at Red Oak are what?
Volleyball, managing, and golf.
Okay. Boy, what a year last year with golf, huh?
Yeah.
So what has been the most enjoyable part with dance team for you?
I don't know.
Hanging out?
Yeah, I really like hanging out with all of them, and I think that our showcase that we just had was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good experience.
You get nervous because I remember you guys performed at a halftime of some football games.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a big crowd of people.
Mm-hmm.
Is that nerve wracking to you?
Yeah, it's definitely scary, especially when it's people you know.
Yeah,
like when we performed at Stanton, it wasn't as bad, but Red Oak,
Because you know people.
Yeah.
I got you. All right. So, but it's enjoyable and fun.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Okay. And we have with us Caitlin Britton as well. Caitlin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't have that mic on for some reason, Caitlin. Let me see that mic for a second.
And we're going to come back to you in just a second here.
But we do have Caitlin Britton with us as well. And I think that that is going to work now. It helps if I turn it on. So there you go, Caitlin. I apologize. You're a sophomore.
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. I just wanted to make sure that you know what year you are in school. And how long have you been involved with dance team?
It's my first year on Red Oaks dance team, or the Stan dance team.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you've been dancing for how long?
13 years now.
And you 13 years and you're a junior.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've been dancing for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like most about it?
I think the practices, I mean, sometimes it can be, like, hard and, like, locked in, but I like the freedom we have at practices, I think.
What's the hardest part? It sounds like cleaning a dance would be very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm going to be honest with you, but it sounds like that would be difficult. What's the most challenging part for you?
Just having to, like, do the same part over and over again. Even, like, you think it's clean, but then Brooke's like, no, do it again.
So there you go. Well, yeah, that's what the coach is supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
To get the So other activities you participate in are what?
I am in varsity choir, mini singers. I dance at Studio 147. I'm in tennis. I'm in band, marching band.
You're busy.
Yes.
So you're a junior.
Mm-hmm.
You have a little time to think about it. Plans after high school or what, Caitlin?
I'm going to attend college. I plan to be some kind of medical field, mainly ultrasound technician.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you've thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I asked you, Jada. What are your plans after high school?
I plan to go to college. I don't know where yet, but I want to be a nurse.
Okay. Both kind of medical field here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So break it down for me, because I know there are different kinds of competition, right? You have hip hop and different styles of dance. Brooklyn, tell me tell me about those styles. What are we looking at there?
Like palm and hip hop?
Yes,
or?
Yes.
So palm is more of like a cheer, but it has like a lot of power of movement. So it's very sharp movements and more like technique wise and formations moving through them. It's a very like fast paced dance on your toes all the time. That's what I like to get after them is on your toes.
Does she say that a lot?
Yes.
Everyone's like, yeah. Okay, so is there a length of time that it has to be? Do you have specific music that everyone uses, or do you get to choose that? How does that work?
So you get to choose your own music, but it has to be over 2 minutes, I think it is. But it can't be any longer than 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's you choose your own music. We usually... I've mixed my own music before, but this year I found some other music that was a lot easier. So
yeah,
we've had our music mixed for us this year and stuff. So
does it have to be like really up tempo, mm-hmm. upbeat? What's the best?
Really fast music. A lot of like extra sounds in there. So there's like sound effects that we use. So like when we hit things, and part of them, like, in the beginning.
Well, then you have to be precise with mm-hmm. your movements, right, to have everything sync up, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm catching on. Okay, hip-hop.
Hip-hop?
What is hip-hop? Do you have a length of time, or can you choose?
It's the same thing as palm, so it has to be the 2 minutes long. Our hip-hop this year is pretty hard, so they're pretty tired after the end of it, which when I'd make them do it, like, 10 times in a row. But it's going to look really good, and... I'm really excited for that one.
So which is easier for you, Caitlin? Palm or hip-hop?
I think palm, probably, just because of how like fast-paced and hard-hitting hip-hop is.
Yeah.
I think palm is definitely easier.
Jada, which one is for you?
Palm is definitely easier, but we also just finished hip-hop not mm-hmm. long ago.
Okay.
So I think once we get that down, I think it'll be a little easier for us.
Addison, for you?
Yeah, I agree. We learned palm like a long time ago, so we have it down, so it's a lot easier.
Yeah. Yeah, once you learn it, it's...
Yeah.
It's, so what's a competition like? Because you have a competition that is coming up here soon, right? In December 4th through 6th.
Yep, so we have state. So we'll go up the night before and stay in a hotel and kind of go over the dances in the hotels and stuff. And then that morning, we'll go over to the KC Arena and... They have, like, a bunch of dance rooms. It's very chaotic when we get there.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll get dressed for that, and we have hip-hop first. So then we'll go over to, they have, like, a big practice area, so mm-hmm. we'll run through that a couple times. And then that's in the Hy-Vee Hall. I don't know what it's called now, but... and then we'll go over to the arena, go down, and then... usually we have, like, three ahead of us, and so we can watch a little bit, and then we'll go out and perform that. And then we'll run off, go change, get into our palm, run through that again.
So it's like a different, like, so each performance has a different uniform.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So what's the time between changing, like, between your performances? Do you have enough time to do that?
Yeah, we do. I think they're pretty used to it because they're all, a lot of them are in the studios, and that's even less time to change. So okay. we have a good, like, hour before we have to perform, so in that hour they usually change in like 5 minutes. So
very cool.
Yeah,
we're visiting with Brooklyn Adams, who is the coach of the Stanton Red Oak dance team, and we also have with us Addison Jones, a sophomore, Caitlin Britton, a junior, and Jada Biggerstaff is a senior. They're all members of the team. Where do you practice, Caitlin?
For a dance team, we practice in the Stanton gym.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How frequently do you practice, Jada?
Every Sunday.
For how long?
An hour and a half.
Sometimes two.
Yeah.
Whatever. How long have you been practicing now?
We started our camp back in the summer in July, but we started Sunday practices like right when school started.
Sometime in August. Okay. Yeah. Wasn't it before school started?
I think maybe like a week or 2 weeks, because we had our little cheer and dance camp. Yeah.
So you've performed at many football games. At this, but are there other performances or competitions that you've been to this year to point, or is it what have you been to? Okay.
We went to the Ellie and Maddie, yeah. Maddie Legacy, yep. at the Swix Center,
okay,
and in Creston, and that was a kind of competition because
mm-hmm.
this was our first year they did like judging, but we received feedback from that. We did one football halftime. We did the homecoming pep rally for Stanton.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you guys had your...
Yes.
States.
We, me and Kate Horn, we competed in Pella for state solo.
Oh.
Yes.
How was that?
It was good. There was about 950 soloists there.
Oh, my goodness.
And
wow.
You basically just competed for a division rating, and then the top 10 from each class got an invitation to state.
Talk to me a little bit, Jada, about some of the things that you've done. I know that there have been some fundraisers, a food drive that was at football games and stuff.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about some of those activities.
So we've done a couple food drives. I think we did two in Stanton and two at Red Oak.
Yeah.
We did those at the football games and the volleyball games, and I thought they were really good. We got a lot of donations from people, and it was really fun.
So these are all good things. Mm-hmm. This is all cool. And you have a dozen members.
Yep.
How do you come up with the choreography? Is that something that you do? Or is that,
so are our palm.
Are there elements within that that you're looking for? Do you have to perform certain maneuvers within that routine?
You don't have to perform anything certain. Our palm was choreographed by the Swick dance team coach. So that was pretty cool to have her come in and do that and work with them. And then hip hop, it's just kind of, I kind of look at the team and see what their strengths are and who can do all the tricks and what we're really good at, and then go about it.
Gotcha.
I have a lot of them at the studio, so I know how they dance and everything, which is nice. So I know all their strengths and stuff, but mostly just how.
Do you, and this is because I don't know, okay? So bear with me. If you look at other activities, there are people that play middle hitter, there are people that play in the post or point guard. Within a dance team, are there people that do certain roles that other dancers do not do?
Yeah.
And this is based on what is abilities and that sort of thing,
ability, technique,
gotcha,
flexibility, all those kinds of things.
So you kind of have to piece all that together.
Yep.
Okay, very cool. Now, the national competition is, when is the national competition?
That's in January.
Okay.
I think it is, yeah.
So, the competition that is December 4th through 6th, that will be in Des Moines, you'll be performing at that. That's open to the public, right?
Yep. You can also watch online, too. I think there's like a little charge, but then you get it for the whole weekend and everything.
Okay.
Yep.
How many times will you perform that weekend?
Just twice.
Twice.
Yep. And so we'll perform in the morning, and then awards are usually that night, so we'll wait till then.
Will you be nervous, Addison?
Yeah.
Because it's like the old, like a giant arena.
Yep.
I'm assuming lots of people, lots of noise, lots of chaos.
Yes.
You ready for that? You did. But you've been there before.
Yeah. Last year, it was kind of nerve-wracking because it was my first year, but it was fine.
Yeah. Looking forward to it?
Yes.
All right. Do you enjoy practices?
Yeah. For the most part.
It seems like it would be fun, other than when Coach Adams really gets after you, right?
Yeah.
But other than that, that's part of it. So, Jade, how about you? Looking forward to it? A little nerves, or is it whenever
you're... Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but, like, not really. I know there's going to be a lot more people there than, like, what I'm used to at my recitals in Shan.
Yeah?
So that's kind of, like, why I'm nervous, but I think it'll be fine.
Very cool. So, Caitlin, how about you? Looking forward to it?
I am. I think it's definitely new because, like, with the studio, I've competed in front of judges before, but this is an arena, so I think it's going to be a whole different level of,
well, yeah, I mean,
of,
it's just,
like,
it's a giant arena.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I'm sure lots of, do you have any idea how many people will be there? I mean, you competed with 940 people
right.
at the solo, right?
Right?
But still, that's a lot of people, and I'm assuming this will have a lot of schools there as well.
Yeah.
Are there classifications? Are this like... That you're like 1A, 2A, 3A?
It's kind of like that, but they don't call it 1A. It's like Division 1,
gotcha.
Division 2. Yeah.
Gotcha. Can you name the other team members that we have?
Yeah, so we have our seniors are Jada, and then Rylan, Clara, and Meredith, and then Caitlin Britton, Kate Horn, Gabby Smith, Addison Jones, Gabby Grebin, Sophia Adams, Piper French, and Denver Belt.
There you go.
Yep.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yes.
Caitlin? All right, very good. What have I not touched on that we need to touch on? I feel like I have a little better understanding, but you can grab a link if you can't make it to Des Moines and watch it, and would encourage people to do that.
Yep.
Do you have other activities planned? Are there fundraising opportunities or a showcase or some other
we're
activity?
We're doing our showcase on February 27th, so we'll have like surrounding studios come, and then we'll have other dance teams come. We'll have SWIC come down usually, and they'll have theirs, which is theirs. It's really fun to watch their college stuff.
Where
so
will that be, the showcase?
It'll be at the Stanton High School.
Okay.
Yep.
But invite everyone to come to that.
Yep.
Very cool. This is your fifth year at State?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
What have you learned, Coach Adams, from starting when you were in high school to now? What have you learned?
More of it's a team. So with, like, a dance, instead of, like, duets and solos, so everything, like, should look unison. So I think this year has been probably the best year of them looking like one person, and that's how it's supposed to look. It's supposed to look like one person out there. And I think they've really come together as Stanton and Red Oak, and it's really cool to see that.
That's cool.
And
yeah.
Bring other people in and stuff. So I think it's just been a great year starting, and I think State will be great, too.
Very good. So, Addison, will you go out again next year?
I will.
So, you would encourage younger students to participate as well, right?
Yes, I would.
All right. Jada, how about you? Now, obviously, you're senior. You graduate. But what would you say to younger students that might be thinking about it?
I think that they, whoever wants to should try out for the fun of it.
You always practice on Sundays.
Yes.
So, that's a time that Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
That you can get that practice in and people can participate. So, and the practices are in Stanton?
Yep.
At the gym. All right.
Yes.
So, Caitlin, how about you? What would you say to younger students? Will you go out again next year?
Yes, I will.
All right. Very good. And to younger people that might be thinking about it?
I would say that it's an amazing experience whether you have, like, past dance experience or not. You always have a place in there. And the environment is just really amazing, and I think I've grown just from the start of, like, the summer to now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It seems like the precision, you use the word unison, Coach Adams, but the precision of getting everyone to move as one would be extremely difficult.
It is.
So what is it based on the judging? Is it based on how in unison? Is it based on difficulty?
It's all above. So looking the same, bigger movements, sharper movements, facials, it's all of the above. So
you gotta look at everything.
Yeah.
Does the uniform play into that at all or not?
No, not so much.
Okay.
Our judges do like our uniforms. That's what they said a lot in our feedback.
So what's a uniform? I don't know.
Well, we used to have our pink palm uniforms, but we went to purple, and they're black, and they're all sparkly. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yes.
Caitlin, what else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on? What's the rest of your day hold today?
I'm going to go back to school.
Yeah?
And then...
What class do you have today?
I think I'm going to go back to yearbook.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's your best class?
Best or favorite?
Best.
Probably either of my band or choir, just okay. Because favorite. I like both of them. Band and choir.
That's amazing how that happens. Jada, how about you? What's the rest of your day hold?
I'm going to go to work and okay. then go home.
Where do you work?
At the hospital.
Okay. What's your best class?
Math.
Favorite?
Probably math.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Look at that. Awesome. Very cool. Addison, what's the rest of your day hold?
I'm going to go back to school, and then I'm going to go work at the studio.
Okay. What's your best class?
Probably math.
Good for you. And your favorite? Same? Dance.
I would say foods.
Oh. What do you do with foods?
We cook a bunch of things, and then right now we're cooking with our first graders
okay.
for our Thanksgiving feast, so that'll be fun.
Oh, very cool. Coach Adams, what do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on?
I don't think anything. Just support us as you can. Come mm-hmm. watch, and otherwise after state we'll be at half times a lot, so just come out and support the dance team.
When is the next time that people will have the opportunity to watch you local?
It'll probably be after the new year,
okay.
I think. Yeah.
That would be at the showcase probably, right?
That and half times, yeah. Times.
Okay.
Yep.
Would encourage people to take that, or if you have a mind or you're in Des Moines, that you would have the opportunity to go to check it out at state, right?
Yep.
December 4th through 6th, you can watch it online, whatever works.
Yep.
Nice to see you all. Nice. Anything else we need to cover?
Nope. I don't
Very
think
good.
So.
It is nice to see you all. Again, we have with us Coach Brooklyn Adams from the Stanton Red Oak Dance Team. We have with us Addison Jones, who is a sophomore, Caitlin Britton, who is a junior, and Jada Biggerstaff, a senior. And they will be performing at State on December 4th through 6th. Should be a good time. Thanks for stopping by. Make
Thank
it a great
you.
Day.
Thank you.
Pleasure to visit with you all. Make it a good one. Make it a good one. And again, would encourage you to take the opportunity and go and enjoy that, if at all possible.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here.